Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, hell yeah, on bended knee number 43. I am so super stoked, excited, it is unbelievable. I've got both of my wingmen here, Mr. Z.
You could be my wingman anytime.
Oh, baby, and Alex is here.
What's up, guys? It's been a while.
Oh, see, man, everybody missed you, Alex.
That's a lie.
They did. I missed you. Zambo missed you.
I always miss you.
Anyway, as always, the
grindhouse.
Oh my god, I almost said the grindhouse radio. As always, Within Brimskin brought to you by Kikkoman traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again.
Hell yeah.
Mane and Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and Beyer Dynamic high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Aww.
Yes.
Today's secret word is
train. So you guys know the rules. So whenever you hear the secret word, you scream real loud. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, how it's going. It's got to be a yell.
Trains. You don't know what that's from, I don't think.
I do.
I like
he
trains.
He does.
What is it from?
It's from this online YouTube series called like ASDF movies. One of the characters, just his whole skit is he just says, "I like the T word," and then a train just appears out of nowhere and like usually ends up like running over some of the characters or like, you know. It's funny. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
You should check
That's
it out. I feel like you would find it really fun. Like, especially if we did WBS or GHR, like little skits and animations with our voices, like in that style, they'd blow up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. I think so. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Well, we were supposed to do the animated things. It's just a matter of getting the clips to Q&E.
That's true.
You know, they said that they would do it. So now it's just a matter of sitting there and getting it to them, and hopefully it'll happen.
Right. Maybe we'll start giving them the headliner clips that we get.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll help. Give him a headliner.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's an idea.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so what do you call it? You guys know the secret word. I just wanted to do a quick recap. What do you call it? The time, Alex. See? Already.
Oh, I forgot.
It's been a while.
If you listen during the intro, you'll see Steve.
So what do you call it? I wanted to do a recap on this past week. Absolutely crazy busy. One, the GHR holiday party at the Green Turtle. Again, thank you so much to the Green Turtle for always taking good care of us. It was the food, the drinks, the fun, free flowing.
It's nice
to have the whole family together, you know.
Yep.
What do you call it? We were missing a couple of people, but you know, it is what it is.
That's okay.
And
everyone has their obligations, but hey, if they can come by, you know they're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, man. It's always fun, man. And you know, like for some strange reason, the two of you who were known to drink like fish, neither one of you guys drank.
Nope.
I didn't feel like it.
I am so upset with you.
I did all of my drinking on December 8th with like some friends, so I did not want to have any alcohol that
day. You pretty much died.
I'll tell you guys like after like why.
Yeah.
But like I was not drinking at that thing.
No.
I did way too much.
Wow.
I got no excuse. I just didn't feel like it.
That is so scary. Like, I don't understand that.
Eh.
We're becoming adults, Brim.
I never really had, like, once I hit, like, 23, 24, I never really had much of an urge after that to, like, be like, oh, to go drink.
Okay, Vermont tells me other things. Okay, that's first and foremost.
We went to Vermont.
You were in Vermont, too.
you remember that, do you?
No.
Sometimes I will, but it's not like a consistent thing anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, well, fair enough.
I mean? At least for me.
Fair enough. What do you call it? Well, it, at the end of the day, you know, that was like one night that I actually did drink.
Yeah, you did. You had like what, two drinks?
Two? I had like six.
Meredith apparently had 20 by her count. So. I gotta ham up that scenario now.
Yeah. Oh God. So Meredith was like, apparently she was sitting with Zambo's father. And
yeah.
What do you call it? And
talking back and forth.
So they were getting they had gotten some drinks or whatever. And so Steve said, what was it, on Monday or at the party?
On Monday after the party, I said, hey, do you feel all right from the party? No, it was on Wednesday when we got back because the party was on a Tuesday. And I said, hey, how do you feel? It looked like you had a lot of drinks that night.
No, you like gave a number. You had like a lot of drinks the other night.
Yeah, you had like five drinks. How do you feel? And she's like, you kept track? I'm like, not really. It just seemed like you had a lot. Are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I can knock them back. I'm Irish. I'm like, great. But then ever since that, she's just like, but you count my drinks. So I'm like, hey, whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty
just
funny.
Being a little underly observant.
Yeah, it was pretty amusing. Meanwhile, half the drinks that he put on her tab, well, not tab, but, you know, because everything was taken care of, but were his father's.
Yep.
What do you call it?
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. So they both got the same drinks. So that's why it was confusing.
So you and Jenna actually crashed over at Red Roof.
Yes, we did.
The one on Long Island. So how was it? Because, you know, I haven't been to that one, obviously.
Wow, wow, wow. Too tired, didn't happen.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
But how was it?
It was good. It was very comfortable. Place was basically, I would like to say, at least 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like it was just built very recently. Mm. Everything was comfortable.
And you didn't break it in? Look, it was new.
It's a hotel bed. You really think I had to break it in?
Shut up. I try, at least.
No, not you. Him.
Oh, him.
No,
okay.
No breakfast, which was okay. It was one of those that just had the little coffee bar and maybe, like, some biscuits, and that was it.
Yeah?
That was fine.
You could have buttered them biscuits at night. You know what I'm saying? Or even in the morning before you left.
I would have buttered biscuits.
But I didn't. I like baked
meats. Anyway,
it was good.
So it was good. It was
a
good experience.
It. Solid, you know, 5 out of 5. No complaints. Couldn't complain at all.
Perfect.
The only thing that I did say, which I mentioned to them, which was cool, you know, so this is just a general statement. The hair dryer was broken.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, all right, well, let's not use it so we don't burn the place down. And I'll report it on my way out. And they're like, oh, my God, we're so sorry. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Oh.
We didn't need it. It's just like I'm letting you know that it wasn't working. So that way the next person won't get mad.
I'm
like, oh, I thank you. I'm like, well, hey.
Secretly,
I'm not
he was really pissed off on the inside. He wanted to punch him square in the face.
Nah, he was.
You weren't.
He's too sweet for that.
My girlfriend was a wife.
Fiance.
Sorry. Well, fiance. I used all the wrong words right before.
The reason why I actually named number 43 on Bended Knee is because they actually booked the location. So this was dedicated. This is dedicated to Mr. Zambo.
Thank you. Yes,
and
booked our
soon to be Mrs.
Reception.
Zambo.
We booked our reception venue.
Nice.
Yeah. So now, officially, we were always saying it, but now officially, there is a date in place, and the road to the Zambo wedding has officially begun.
Soon has finally come, guys.
Soon has come. Isn't that crazy?
It is kind of crazy.
Hashtag soon has come.
I've been hearing it for like almost 5-6 years already.
I know. I can't even imagine how you feel.
I
only felt it for like a year and a half, you know?
You
guys would always make the soon jokes.
I think I'm going to put that on all the decor.
Soon?
Soon is now.
Soon
hashtag,
is now.
Hashtag soon is now. Hashtag, you know, whatever the hell we just all said. My brain just fried out.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got a couple of those jokes.
There you go.
I'm also going to send invites to Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and see if they'll send me stuff. It'll be funny.
I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Tell them to send.
I'm literally going to do this. I literally already did this. I Googled the top 12 billionaires in the world. I'm just going to send them wedding invites in hopes that their secretary just goes, yeah, okay, we'll send them a small little like, oh, you know, thank you for your gift. We ain't showing up, though.
That is funny. That's really funny.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Hey, Steve, I want to see how that works out.
Is that a lollipop sandwich that you have there?
That is the most ghetto thing that I think that
it's
I've ever seen.
Train.
Like guys, you know those like little like what is it? The gummies? They're like the hamburger gummies. That's exactly what it looks like just on a stick.
That little myth of the green one overtakes the other two.
You like
considerably.
You like sucking on things.
That's a 10.
Like sucking on things.
It's a lollipop train, so what do you expect?
Yeah, Zambo's
over. He says, can you give me some relief?
We missed that. You said it, said it like twice.
Yeah. I know. It happens. Anyway, so what do you call it? I also wanted to talk about, we'll talk about it briefly. You guys can tune into GHR on, Thursday night to hear the whole shebang. But Fogo to Show, Long Island, soft opening. Oh, my God. Long, which is the general manager over there. I've known him for quite some time. And you guys finally got a chance to meet him. And we went to the restaurant soft open, which means it's before anybody else gets to go in. We get to try it out, see how everything's going.
Wait, so, Fogo?
Yep.
I never went there.
Can I talk about my aftermath?
Your aftermath?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds dirty.
Ordeal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like it was. Can I talk about it, or should I not?
I don't know. Is it bad?
No, it's just like I took a poop that basically lasts 3 days.
Really? You ate that much?
Apparently.
So I
had to take a dump, right?
Wow.
The first night.
Okay.
It totally didn't finish, and I'm like, the rest isn't coming out. I gotta wait.
Oh, wow.
The next day comes around. I do more, and I'm like, why is it still not done?
Wow.
I still feel like I have to go, and then the third time again, third day, I finally did.
You ate so much.
I did.
Like, by our FOGO standards, you ate beyond what you normally eat.
I really shouldn't.
I think you were so excited, and it was amazing, mm-hmm. as always.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, the place is ridiculous.
The reason why I ate that much was because it was too good.
Oh, my God. It was just ridiculous. I mean, I was expecting it because it's the same as everything else. But, you know, sometimes when you do the grand openings. Now, what's really funny is it had been 6 years, mm-hmm. 6 years to the day,
yeah.
that we did the opening, that I did the opening, yeah. soft open for the New York City one.
Well, there you go.
And it's been 10 years since I first began my relationship with FOGO.
There you go.
Anyway, we're going to do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brimskin.
Hey, guys. This is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiker, the voice of Owl, Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Yeah. Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
What up, what up, what up, guys? Welcome back to Within Brimskin. It's your boy Brim.
That's funny. Is that, did you start? Tried.
Anyway.
So we're back.
Yeah.
What do you call it? So one thing I wanted to also talk about was apparently this week, yesterday to be exact, was the 33rd anniversary of the Three Amigos film. Are you guys familiar with that?
No.
Oh my God, you look like Tusk. Look at you. Oh, isn't that nice?
He's a walrus.
With a walrus. Anyway, so the Three Amigos film, Chevy Chase, Martin Short, Steve Martin, is one of those iconic movies that I've always loved. It was one of my movies that I would watch with one of my good friends, Joel, who actually posted it on my page on Facebook.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yesterday. Today, actually. This morning I woke up to it. So what do you call it? It was a very interesting thing that 33 years this movie has been out.
Amigos.
And you know what? It's still funny. It still holds salt.
Martin Short and Steve Martin are
Schmartin.
Schmartin. Martin Schmart.
Martin Short.
Martin Schmart. Those two guys are seriously one of my favorite comedic duos.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Like Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are my other two.
Martin Short and Steve Martin. Here's the Hands thing, down. Though. You know
and they did a stand-up tour. And I don't know if they're still doing it. I want to go so bad.
Did you watch the Netflix special?
No, I want to.
I watched it. You know what? I wasn't super impressed. And I like them. And I like them together. But I think it's like the old shtick has been done too much.
Yeah, but it's like if you kind of want to go there to like hear the old shtick,
yeah.
That's why you're going.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were doing new material, don't get me wrong. It's great. What is it? Martin Short likes to do things a little more off the cuff.
Yeah.
Steve Martin's a little more scientific with how he does his things. He's very formulaic.
Okay.
And I remember Martin Short talking about this in an interview. And obviously, he wasn't like, you know, throwing shade at him. He's like, no, this is just how he works. This is how he operates.
Yeah.
That's all. So it makes sense.
Well, shout out to the three of them and congratulations. 33 years. Amazing. Amazing, what do you call it, careers that they've all had as well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I also wanted to shed light on how seriously crazy it is watching my generation's heroes continue to pass away. Like every single day or every week, somebody else is going, and it is so frustrating and upsetting. What do you call it? Last week was Carol Spinney, which was very personal to me. This week, what do you call it? This past week, Danny Aiello, veteran actor. If you don't know who he is, I mean, he has had so many supporting roles in a tremendous amount of acclaimed movies since the 70s. Nonetheless, so he passed away on Thursday night, and what do you call it, he apparently had some kind of, he was being treated for some kind of an illness, and then he wound up getting an infection related to the treatment, and that's how he died.
That's awful.
Like how does that happen?
It happens.
I know, but how ridiculous is that?
I had that happen when I broke my arm.
You didn't die. You're still here.
When I went to go get surgery,
okay,
they must not have cleaned like the pins that they were placing into my arms.
Oh my God.
And so I want to say like I was doing really well. I was moving my arms and everything, and then all of a sudden I'm outside playing like frisbee, and like all of a sudden I can't move my arm. My arm's just stuck like this in the air. And I'm just like, this is painful. I cannot move. I need to go to the hospital. Yeah. I had my hand up the entire time.
Oh,
and my mom
Lord.
Was like,
do you have a question? No. Do you have a question?
No.
That
but
is
I
insane.
Do have something to say.
Oh.
So remember how I was talking about Legends of the Hidden Temple earlier before the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I read on, it was Facebook, so who knows how true it is.
Okay.
But I read on Facebook that they're bringing the show back, but instead of for kids, it's going to be an adult show.
On Nickelodeon?
I don't know. I just read that. I didn't read much into the article. I just saw Legend of Temple is coming back, but this time it's for adults.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see how that's going to play out. It was.
Kind of okay.
I really liked it when I was younger, you know?
I would like to see you on that show.
I would. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know if I'd do
that. You were about to say, oh, I would too. He's like, wait a minute. No, I don't.
No, I don't want to go on the show. Do you want to go on the show?
I do not want to do that show.
What about you, Zambo?
I'd do it.
That's
You'd
one
do
of those.
It?
I'd you spin and, the monkey.
You and Kim should do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly,
like
that'd
her
be great.
I, maybe her, myself, and Tom can do it.
Yeah.
I feel like three of us can do it very well.
Like, I can do some of that stuff, but not anymore. Like, I'm not as spry as I used to be. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
If I just go to the gym for, like, maybe, like, the 3 months building up to it,
yeah.
I feel like then I'll do better.
Yeah?
Because I'm out of shape and you know, overweight, but, like, if I were to just give myself 3 months of, like, hardcore gym, I think I'd be able to do it.
Oh,
easy,
right.
Easy. Not saying I won't be able to do it now, but it'll be much easier.
Well, guess what? We signed you up for it. Surprise!
Hell yeah.
No, we didn't.
Would on the same kind of concept, would you do the Ninja Warrior course or attempt it?
I wish I could do Ninja Warrior.
You wish you could?
In a million years, I could never do that.
But I knew that past the first puzzle, I'd be dead. Like, I'd be done past the first puzzle.
It's not a puzzle.
It's all physical, obstacle.
It's an obstacle, yeah. I mean, well, you know what, you guys, because Kim has said it a million times that she would want to do. What's that show? It's the Japanese show. MGX or something?
Oh, MXC.
MXC, yeah.
Tom and I would love to do MXC.
That one and...
That's just the Japanese version of Knockout.
Is it Knockout?
It was Knockout. Wait, no.
No.
Wipeout. Sorry.
Wipeout. Have you ever seen that show?
I don't remember it. I've heard it.
You guys would die.
If you've seen MXC, it's just the Japanese version of it.
Yeah. Wipeout again?
MXC is the Japanese version of Wipeout.
Really weird ass obstacle courses.
That's where Wipeout came from.
Yeah.
Because the other one was there first.
There was also one that's actually more intense. It was called Takeshi's Castle.
Really?
That one, yeah. I would Google that one. That one came before MXC.
Really?
And let me tell you, it was actually even more dangerous.
It's crazy.
There was like the honeycomb maze where it was like each wall had a door. Each wall had a door. And each door can lead you down a set of honeycombs, right?
Okay.
And then there was though some, but it was surrounded by an island. So there was one way in, one way out.
Okay.
So if you went through the wrong door, boom, into water you go. Denied.
Wrong way, denied. Uh-huh. Wrong way, denied.
But you won't know it. Because you can go like all the way to the right, all the way to the left, and the door to your right would lead to the water, but then the door to your left would save you.
Hey, Steve, stop speaking with stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
Where's that dirty button?
Not nice.
Yeah, really? You're going to continue with that?
He's dreaming about Mike.
Aw, you miss him that much?
Maybe.
Oh, that's so sweet.
At least he gave you the nices.
Yeah, I gave you the nices.
Nice.
Yeah. Right, so. Anyway, so back to the whole thing about, what do you call it, Danny Aiello passing. But not only he passed, but Chewy Bravo passed away. So Chewy was the little Mexican guy that was on the Chelsea Handler show.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Aww.
Yeah. So what do you call it? He passed away too, and he had some kind of a bad stomach ache, and then he had to be rushed to an emergency room. And what do you call it? He was there overnight, and then they were told he died, you know, and they don't know what the cause of death
crap.
Is. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I can't imagine being like, my stomach hurts. My stomach hurts, and then a day later, you're dead.
Crazy.
There's an amoeba that literally eats away at your cerebral cortex.
Well, yeah, but that's the brain.
Yeah, but it starts out with a headache, and then all of a sudden, you're
dead. Oh, it does?
Yeah. Oh. And then the only way that they tell is when they do a necropsy. Crazy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
All right. So I got this thing that I think was absolutely hilarious. So there was a woman who actually got punched in the nose, literally got punched in the nose while taking a ride on a train. Now,
well, what?
While riding a train.
Okay.
So now, okay.
No,
so,
I got it.
I know he never gets it. I say it, but nobody else. You know.
I try.
Yeah, I know
you
twice.
Always try.
You guys didn't get it.
So this is true. This is true. All right. But
we're all guilty here.
We're all guilty. Train.
We're all guilty.
So this woman, and I'm gonna tell you, this woman deserved every freaking bit of it.
Yeah. She got hit by a train.
So she was screaming at this dude, and you know, we know how many nuts are on trains. Because what do you call it? One reason that I personally don't take them normally, because I don't like all the lunatics that are on there and all the stupid people and so forth. Anyway, so after belligerently yelling at this dude, all right, she proceeded to call him. Brace yourself, and I say this only because it's part of the story.
Am I gonna have to censor this?
Yeah, maybe. She called the guy a faggot. All right, and then hit him in his head. Okay. So after hitting him a second time, the guy turned around and popped her in the nose. Boom! Right in the nose.
It's self-defense. He's fine.
That's
an open and shut case in my book. And also, not to mention, she's going to get booked with hate crime.
Well, we don't promote putting your hands on anybody ever at all. But seriously, you know, just because, you know, we're not non-violent, it doesn't mean that everybody else is. And well, I'm violent, but, you know, I know Alex is not violent.
Yeah, I'm non-violent.
If somebody has told you, like, numerous times not to touch them, after you've already called them a slur and then touched them without consent and disrespected them, you deserve whatever you get after that.
Yep.
Maybe not.
Oh, come on, Alex. If somebody called you that word, you tell him you weren't wouldn't and hit you.
I'd be, well, you oh, wait. They hit. Back? They hit. Wait.
Twice.
She hit him.
She
twice?
Hit him twice.
Yes. Oh, I mean, case closed.
Right.
Punch her square in the nose.
And why is it that people like this act shocked when somebody actually says enough mouth? Here come the hands.
It's like
you
the
know
Pikachu
what I mean?
Face. They're just like
they think
ah,
they're untouchable.
Seriously. Yeah. It's like here comes the thunder. Here comes the lightning. I'm gonna introduce you to the lightning man. And let me tell you, the storm is coming.
Thunder.
Boom.
Ah.
And the fact that nobody, the fact that nobody came to her aid after she got jacked in the face sure. means that you did something wrong. Mm. Anyway, with that, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there! up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
About keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yeah!
So, what do you call it? Speaking about trains. This past week was also SantaCon in Manhattan.
It was.
So apparently one of our friends, Robbie, was on the train. And thank you. And he witnessed a big thing that happened while he was on, and it's been on all the news outlets, the
a
whole nine yards.
Santa brawl.
There was a Santa. There was a brawl.
Yes,
it was a brawl.
I was right.
And
that's what Santa Con always devolves into.
There was this 40-something-year-old guy, mm-hmm. and then a couple of kids wearing Santa outfits or whatever.
Yep.
And one thing happened, and another thing happened, and they started fighting, and a couple of the younger guys teamed up and started kicking the older guy in the head, and then the older guy apparently pulled out a blade and stabbed the guy who was kicking him in the leg.
Yeah.
So
they kind of deserve that one.
See, that's what I said. But now the news outlets said something different. Okay. So the news outlets said that, you know, the older guy instigated it and so forth. But apparently what Robbie says was completely different. So yeah. I'm just saying it's all allegedly. I don't know, you know, all the details. All I know is they got into a fight. Somebody's got his head stomped in. And
remember,
then what do you call it? Somebody got stabbed.
If it bleeds, it leads. They're not going to say that the old man was defending himself. They're going to say he pulled out a knife and stabbed somebody.
I don't know, man. I guess.
That's how news
it's
is.
Possible.
No, that's how news is. If it bleeds, it leads.
All right. Well, speaking about some more fun stuff, what do you call it? I don't know if you guys knew that Cardi B was trending recently.
Isn't she always trending?
Did her butthole show up on social media?
Didn't her what?
She actually filmed herself.
I mean, do you have the sauce of that?
Filmed herself having diarrhea and blasting diuretic sounds into the toilet as proof that she wasn't lying, that she needed to cancel her meet and greet.
It's almost like I know exactly what trash is.
So she.
It's not trash though. It's.
It's like a new level. You know what I mean? She was just like, listen, okay. And I watched the video, and I was cracking up the whole time. I'm like, listen, I all due respect because I you know.
Did you see the one with the Instagram video that she posted of her in the nude just slapping her like coochie area?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
She literally did that in a dressing room for like a show or whatever, and was like, this is my ass. This is my crack. You do not F this, you F that. This is where babies come from. This is where poop comes out. And literally, like, a dude walking by, like, a stagehand walks by the door and just walks backwards the moment he sees it. He's like, but I find that very
That
show
is
you.
Amazing. That's
so
like
stupid.
That's like Hanukkah. You know what I'm saying? I would go, that's like a wonderful Hanukkah. Yeah, look at all those treats.
Not Cardi.
You kidding me?
No.
You wouldn't love Cardi?
No.
I like
Nice.
Anyway, all right. I don't know. Listen, Cardi B is not my thing either, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, there's a cake for everybody.
A cake for everybody. I just don't like cake that's...
I thought you said king first, and I was like, what
kink,
the
kink,
hell?
Kink.
I was like, I'm the only gay one here.
She ran from one room into the other room to run into the toilet, and then she just dropped trowel and just started blasting ass in the freaking toilet, and she's like,
that's
I wasn't lying. She was in Ghana. Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's my kink. What do you call it? She was in Ghana, and she must have drank something or ate something, and just it was not
she
good.
She had the water, which you're never supposed to do if you're on tour. Never have the water.
Yeah.
Have bottled.
And talking about other poop and hip hop and rap news, did you hear about Nick Cannon?
Oh my God,
yeah,
the
rest,
Nick
rest
Cannon diss track.
He made two diss tracks,
and they're both awful.
Listen,
both of them are terrible.
They're not. Listen, the first track is not bad.
No, The lyrics are awful.
The lyrics are
the
bad.
The lyrics are awful.
But the track itself was not a bad track per se. But at the end of the day, and I like Nick Cannon. We have mutual friends. You know, he's fun. He's funny. But you can't take the guy seriously. And bro, I nothing against Nick Cannon. But if Nick Cannon was coming at me with a freaking diss track, I'd kind of laugh about it. I'd be like, all right, this is not even worth me having a conversation. So the fact that he's saying, and then he turns around and he says that he beat Shady.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Did you know about that? He's out of his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Are you looking up the, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Hold on. I got to find this one. No, don't pay attention to this.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Okay.
No, I mean, so again, look, Nick, I respect you for being the showman that you are, but at the end of the day, you seriously should not have done that, okay, my friend? And not just one, but two. And I guarantee you, it's like pushing for ratings because he wants to try to cash in on Eminem coming on Wild and Out.
He wants to, what is it? He also wants Eminem to respond because it's going to give him so many more like people looking at him.
But here's the thing. Nick Cannon is already on multiple television shows. He's doing it, man. He has more connections, or just about the same amount of connections as Eminem does, except he just hasn't pissed them off.
Yeah, you're right. All right, this line, when I heard this line in the song, I was like, that is the stupidest lyric I think I've ever heard, and it's, I F with crack, but the white boy, he also F with crack. What? That's a stupid line. Like, I get it, but like, what? That's so dumb.
But see, that's the thing.
It's so dumb.
I don't even understand what that's supposed to mean. I don't think Nick Cannon has ever touched a drug in his life.
I have no idea. And it's just a dumb line. It really just is. When I heard it, I had to rewind the song. I'd be like, he did not just say that.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Listen, Nick Cannon.
So dumb.
You failed, my friend. You failed. You tried. I respect you for trying, but you failed.
Also, this part's
rest
fake.
In peace.
He apparently claimed that Eminem paid a chauffeur off because he was sucking some.
Okay.
But that never happened. Eminem's never, or at least he claimed to never have a chauffeur.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
So,
you know. And, hey, it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he got Suge Knight on the freaking thing. The Suge Knight.
I know.
You know, like, there is no credibility there at this point with Suge Knight.
Yeah,
no offense. I don't want anybody coming.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And he said he won. I can't believe that.
Anyway, what do you call it? In stupider news, I should say. What do you call it?
There is no stupider.
Tip for the evening, okay, guys? Just the tip. Anyway, when your local Walmart is hosting a Shot with a Cop event and the store is filled with police officers, that might not be the time to try and walk out of the store with a shopping cart full of merchandise that you didn't pay for.
Actually, that's the best time to walk out of the store because nobody would suspect that anybody would be that dumb.
Well, apparently somebody was that dumb and somebody got caught. So this happened in Pennsylvania. A woman was actually arrested for allegedly shoplifting. We know she shoplifted. Okay, during a Shop with a Cop event at Fayette County Walmart. Okay, so she went in. She took a whole bunch of stuff. And then she started trying to walk out of the place. Like, how stupid can you be? How stupid can you be? Like, for reals.
People are dumb. All right, think about this. We're probably, like, average intelligence, most of us. You got to think standard deviation curve. Half of America is way dumb.
Oh my Lord.
I don't mean to, like, blast anyone out there.
This.
I'm just saying.
Half of that half are even dumber
than
the other half.
Like... It's pretty
dead serious.
You know what's even worse? The fact that the amount of money that the clothes totaled up to was like about $100. Or was just under $100.
That's nothing.
Like why wouldn't you at least try to get more? If you're gonna make the move,
try to ring up a TV
if you're gonna make
as
the move
or something.
She was trying
That's
to save
funny.
You know, a little bit for Walmart. She felt kinda bad.
Wait, hold on. What did you say?
Did you hear this?
No.
Okay, so earlier this year, a kid went to the PS, got a PS4 off of a Walmart counter, went over to the fruit aisle, measured it, and then told it up as bananas. So he got a PlayStation for like $12.
Wait, hold on. And he left with it.
He got away with it. He got caught when he tried to do it again.
Oh!
Yep. Got greedy.
Moron. moron.
How the hell? Oh, he went to like a self-checkout thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's self-checkout.
People do that all the time, man.
All the time.
You know, look, if you're gonna do stupid things, you know what I mean? Like, you got to understand, you're taking a chance, man. You're taking a chance anytime you go and do something like that. And look, there are different reasons that people, you know, steal things and they scam things or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, make stupid decisions, get stupid prizes. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
I feel like some games, though, you're just always going to win. Like, for example, I used to work at Stop and Shop, and one thing I know that I can always do, and I'm not saying to go out there and steal people, I'm just saying I used to do that. I'm a bad example. Don't listen
to me. You're a bad boy.
Absolutely. I'm terrible. I'm
God,
awful.
You are the scum.
You're scum between my toes.
I don't even know what you did yet.
I know you don't. It's not even that bad, but still, I worked there and I wanted a muffin every day. It's just something to get me through work.
Okay.
But they're like $5-6, and I was like, this is gonna add up over like, you know, a month.
Okay.
So I just do what that guy did. I would just price it up as a bagel, 99 cents.
There you go.
Exactly. Hey. So I feel like that's not too bad. I'm not ripping off Stop and Shop that much.
Not too much, but it's still theft, sir. Anyway. I am so happy that you came to join us, Alex. Hopefully you'll come back again soon.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be here next week.
Yes! Oh, I am excited now.
I'm sure you are. Well, I'm started, like, my new job kind of allows me to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that works. Nobody else needs to know about that. But anyway, thank you everybody for tuning into Within Brim Skin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. As always, hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.